Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Who else said that it was right about everything?
I believe it was Congressman Adam Schiff.
Yes, that's who that was, the smooth jazz congressman.
Yes.
In the great state of California. Good morning, Congressman. I want to call you chairman because you will be my forever chairman.
Thank you.
So, I don't even know where to start this morning, but the fact that they are trying to expel you from Congress is, I don't even know what to say. First of all, Representative Anna Paulina Luna, is that her name?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That, okay. Yes, I believe so.
She's okay, we'll get into her later, but she's filed a motion to have you expelled from Congress in the aftermath of the Durham report, which she claims proves Schiff lies about the former president's ties to Russia. Can you point me to where they say you claim you have lied? You said exactly what the Republican-led Senate intelligence report said. Russia interfered to help Donald Trump win. Can you tell me? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to make sense because it's kind of a hodgepodge of Fox talking points. But basically, they would reinvent history. They would ignore the fact that Russia deeply intervened in our election to help elect Donald Trump, that Donald Trump invited that help, that he made use of that help, that he lied about it, and then he tried to cover it up.
Yeah.
They, I guess, believe that that's all, you know, pretty copacetic. Just good old fashioned cheating with the enemy. Yeah. But this is just, you know, their kind of latest effort to gratify Donald Trump and the extreme MAGA crowd. Let's go after Adam Schiff. It's always sort of a crowd pleaser.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. You know, we're about to go over a fiscal cliff.
Yeah.
And they want to occupy the time of the Congress on petty political payback, when, you know, the markets are likely to start diving and our creditworthiness along with it, if they don't stop extorting the nation's economy. But I guess there's always time to go after someone who stood up to Donald Trump.
You know, Representative, we've been talking the last couple of days that I think they count on us having no short-term memory, that whether it was Ukraine or, you know, the election, the big lie about the election, Trump is on record saying, just say there's something wrong. Just say there's fraud. Just say there's an investigation of Joe Biden. I'll have my Republicans in Congress do the rest. I mean, why isn't every Republican congressperson asked about that every day in the media? They're on record as knowing there is no there. And James Comer and Jim Jordan prove it every day with missing whistleblowers and missing informants and just a complete clown show they're running in the House, don't you think?
Absolutely. And, you know, what they have learned, I suppose, is that if they keep repeating the big lie over and over again, or various other lies, that people will believe them, or at least the Fox viewing public will believe them. You know, there are abundant images, of course, of January 6th of people beating police officers and gouging them and bear spraying them. But they would have us believe that this was just a normal tourist day. And somehow, you know, on Fox News, real information doesn't break through.
Yeah.
And they know that's who they're talking to. Sadly, the viewers of Fox don't even realize that Fox was essentially forced to pay $750 million for deliberately lying to their viewers. But it's the same audience that they're catering to.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Well, as you said, Durham spends 4 years trying to prove this deep state conspiracy theory that Trump kept telling his base was going to be proven. The whole thing, of course, was a big bust. So talk to us about, just quickly, because you were, what's her name? Yes,
Lunatic.
Yes, I'm sorry, short for lunatic?
Yes.
Adam Schiff didn't say that, I did. Okay, but she's also trying to, here it is. You said last week a GOP representative filed a motion to expel me from the U.S. House of Representatives. Just now that same representative filed a motion to censure and fine me to the tune of $16 million. They are not getting the message. It will not work. I will not back down. But how does this proceed, this, you know, charade?
Yeah, well, I mean, it could come up for a vote as early as today or as early as this week. And, you know, they hope they have a serious purpose in this. They hope to be able to intimidate. They hope to be able to suppress or silence any critics by threatening them with expulsion or threatening them with monetary fines. This is what they do. And, you know, it comes at a great cost, I think, in a couple ways. It comes at a great cost to the country in that the House of Representatives is focused on this instead of the, the fiscal cliff that we're facing. But it also comes as a cost to the institution of the Congress. If they can be successful in trying to chill or silence people who will stand up to the corruption of the disgraced former president, just imagine what further corruption that will yield. So there's a real danger to the institution, notwithstanding the frivolous nature of this resolution.
By the way, you said, I'm surprised, not surprised, Kevin McCarthy's behind this baseless attack. He doesn't want me holding him accountable. He certainly doesn't want me in the Senate. But of the debt crisis, you just said, let's not overcomplicate this. Republicans passed a $2 trillion tax cuts for billionaires and corporations. Now they're refusing to pay for it. It really is that simple. They just will not pay Donald Trump's debt, correct?
That is very, very much the case. And if we give in to this, then we can expect further ransom notes in the future. With every debt ceiling, they will insist on taking it essentially out of the hide of the most vulnerable Americans, taking it out of food support for those who would otherwise go hungry, taking it out of veterans' benefits, taking it out of Social Security and Medicare. If we give in to this kind of hostage taking, we really ought to do away with this debt ceiling to begin with. It is a self-imposed requirement by Congress, and it just lends itself to this kind of destructive brinksmanship and hostage taking.
Yeah. Where are you on the 14th Amendment? I mean, you tweeted, it's amazing, seconds after Trump says not to make a deal, the GOP negotiator says, yes, sir, essentially pulls out of negotiations. The GOP put us in this mess with the tax cuts we just talked about. Now they seem to be pushing the country toward default. Do you think the president should or is going to have to use the 14th Amendment?
I think it's possible that he may have to use the 14th Amendment. The worst case scenario would be defaulting on our debt and causing people to lose, on average, $20,000. Californians would lose $20,000 out of their retirement accounts on average. You have 6 million Californians that would have delayed Social Security payments that they're relying on for a large part of their livelihood. And so the consequences would be dire with a default. The next worst consequence, though, would be to agree with the Republicans on some draconian budget that will send us into recession and exact the most pain from the most vulnerable people. I would say that using the 14th Amendment is the better alternative to either one of those things. Now, it doesn't have, it's not perfect either, because it would be subject to litigation. It would cause, I think, a degradation of our credit worthiness. So that's not perfect either, but it's certainly preferable to those other alternatives.
Yeah, I'll say. The president seems to be in a bit of a state this morning. Former president, pardon me.
Yeah.
So in your many years as a prosecutor, has anyone ever written you a letter said, please stop prosecuting me? And you said, oh, okay then. That appears to be what's happened.
Yes.
They have written to Merrick Garland, that clearly is Donald Trump's writing, asking for a meeting, what do you call it? Proclaiming unfairness, mm-hmm. as usual.
Yep.
But obviously the reporting is Jack Smith is, if not finished, about finished with classified documents. What is your take on that whole thing?
Well, my take is, and you do see defense attorneys, when they feel their client is about to be indicted, seeking a meeting to discuss either why they shouldn't be indicted or to discuss having them indicted on lesser charges or maybe a plea agreement. So that is not that unprecedented. Of course, the nature of their appeal may be very unprecedented. But I think the good news in this is that it does indicate that at least the Trump defense team believes their client is very close to being indicted.
Yeah.
I just wish that in addition to Mar-a-Lago, the Justice Department were further along on the January 6th investigation, which to me is the most serious. Mar-a-Lago is very serious also, but nonetheless, the president's role in inciting a violent attack on the Capitol, that should have been the first matter under investigation. And that investigation by justice should have been concluded long before now.
Yeah, I thought you have been the Veruca Salt of justice, just like I have. I want it now. you've had a front row seat to all of the things that Donald Trump's gotten away with. I mean, I think of you often and how, you basically said the exact same thing Hillary Clinton said yesterday. This will be the end of democracy if Donald Trump gets back in. It is that dire. I mean, you look at him, having to be lectured yesterday by a judge to shut up, about the hush money, case, the E. Jean Carroll case. He just keeps re-defaming her over and over. I mean, he truly is used to being above the law his entire life. Do you have confidence? It feels to me like justice is coming. How are you feeling about it?
Well, I certainly hope so. It is amazing to me, almost unfathomable to me, that someone who was literally sitting in the Oval Office writing hush money payment checks to a porn star should be the leading candidate for president in one of America's great political parties. And that might be the least of his transgressions. That might be the nicest thing you can say about him.
Yeah.
Apparently, she was the one contractor that actually got paid. But nonetheless.
You're going to do that joke at the Improv. I know you. I see you. We've been to the Improv to see you.
Yes, I am. How is it possible? How is it possible that this person is still the leading Republican candidate?
Yeah.
But one thing we did see from his term in office, and that is that it simply went from bad to worse. And with every unchecked abuse of power, he went on to do worse. Any new term by that man would begin where the last ended, and the last ended with insurrection.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree with Hillary Clinton. This would be the end.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Everything you've said, I mean, listen, I don't have t-shirts with things people say, but I have t-shirts with things you said on them, because everything you've said has come true. And when you tweeted, when this chapter is written, it will record when Republicans lack the courage to stand up to the most unethical president in history. They consoled by themselves by attacking those who did, like you. And you just spoke to a law school class and you said, here was my message. Our democracy is in peril and you are the generation that must save it. As officers of the court, it'll be up to you to defend the Constitution and uphold the rule of law. I mean, it is just all at stake in this next election, isn't it?
It really is. On the positive side of things, we do have an opportunity in this next election to really turn the corner, or begin to turn the corner on this dark chapter. It's very clear the Republicans will not abandon Trump or Trumpism because he's a liar. They won't abandon him because he's unethical. They're fine with that. I'm convinced they won't even abandon him if he's a convicted felon. But if they decide that he's a loser, if he's beaten again and they're beaten again, they will decide he's a loser, then just maybe they'll decide that if they don't part ways with him, they'll continue to be losers also.
Well, you said the same thing a lot of us have said, that, you know, you have to put country first. I think you basically said is, while he may be the weakest candidate politically, we should be like, oh, good. It's just too much of a risk to our democracy, as you say. Let's just end on a nerd note, because you're a great patriot and congressman, but I didn't realize how deep the nerd went. But there you were on the Star Trek picket line, because, of course, you support the union. Your brother, I didn't know, is a writer. Your brother, David, is a wonderful writer in Hollywood. So you were standing in solidarity with the writers on the picket line.
I was very proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with the writers. Because I think what they're fighting for really is the same fight throughout the country. And that is, as the world changes, as technology changes, we need to make sure that the economy works for people, that people can earn a decent living, that they can provide for their families, that they can keep a roof over their head. This is what the writers are striking for themselves, but also for millions of other people around the country who are similarly impacted by changes in technology. And we need to make sure the economy works for everyone.
Yep. By the way, the perfect example of why we need writers is this tweet of yours. It was Star Trek Day on the picket lines, as I'm sure Spock would have said, live long and pay up. Okay, don't use that joke. Don't. Wait till the writers are back. And also, you can join us at LA Sexy Liberal October 21st. We're getting the band back together again. Glenn Kirshner will join us. Pencil it in your calendar.
Outstanding.
Okay. Representative Schiff, thanks for always fighting the good fight and taking time for us.
Great to be with you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.